we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And we are thankful for all those who are listening throughout Brevard County. Thank you so much for making us part of your day and part of your spiritual growth journey. We are coming up on our ninth anniversary, believe it or not. I was a much younger man when we started this program. My hair wasn't nearly as gray, but we are thankful for the impact the radio program has had during that time, and we're thankful for God's faithfulness and for your faithfulness. Nine years in, and we are still making an impact in Brevard County. I was in a local business establishment not too long ago, and I said something just because. I say unconventional things that cause me to be more, "Hi, how are you doing today?" "I'm fine." "Good. You?" "Oh, great. Okay, now we can get on with our conversation." And a person said, you're the guy from the radio." Just after one sentence, they recognized my voice, and we've had conversations before. But thank you to those of you who are listening. If you do not have a church home, we would love to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. There is room for you and room for your giftings in the body of Christ, and we would love for you to come and be a blessing with us to those around us. So 10:30 Sunday morning, we've got Sunday school at 9:30. We would love to have you there. We got our chili cook-off coming up here, I think a 2 weeks from Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it's a week from Sunday. I don't know. I'll have to check the calendar and look that up. But we're going to go back to Acts chapter 15 today. Acts chapter 15 and verse number, I think it's 2 weeks from Sunday now that I think about it. That's the way my brain works. So we're going to start reading in verse number 22. We've already touched on 22, but we're going to hit one particular sentence there, one particular clause with more emphasis. It says in 15:22, "Then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. They wrote this letter, 'By them, the apostles, the elders, and the brethren, to the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings, since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you, unsettling your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these things, you will do well.' So when they were sent off, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the letters. When they had read it, they rejoiced over its encouragement. Now Judas and Silas themselves, being prophets, also exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words. And after they had stayed there for a time, they were sent back with greetings from the brethren to the apostles. However, it seemed good to Silas to remain there. Paul and Barnabas also remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also." So today I want to go back and revisit these leading men that were sent to resolve this teaching issue among the Gentiles, these new believers that were taking place. So the first thing that I want to point out to you is we're part of the church. I think that it's time that we started looking for leadership in the church instead of looking outside of the church for leadership. If we cannot follow God, then we are not going to be able to say to others, follow me as I follow Christ. I was looking recently, recently being the past few months, about a church leadership conference that was taking place, and I don't remember where it was, but I noticed that the speakers weren't pastors, they weren't church leaders, they were business leaders, and because I recognize some of those names, I can tell you this, they don't have a biblical worldview. Why do I want to follow someone who isn't part of the church that is going to try and lead us to problem resolution? Listen, if we do not resolve issues the way God wants them resolved, then we're just going to create bigger problems down the line. So I am looking for people who are able, if I can put it this way, to play well with other believers, if I can just use a common term. You and I, we need to be able to get along with one another. We need to be able to worship together. We need to be able to serve together. We need to be able to provoke one another to good works together. It's got to be beyond the my way or the highway type mindset. And so the first thing about these leading men was that they were part of the church and they were leading men among the brethren. In other words, they were acknowledged as leaders by the other people in the church, and those people had chosen them for this assignment. When I was growing up, I was on the very teeny tiny side. I didn't weigh very much. I wasn't very tall. And so there were certain games that I did not get chosen very early. Now, if you were going to choose for baseball, you would choose me a little bit earlier than others, because I was decent at baseball in Little League before they started throwing curveballs, and was pretty good with fielding and could make a pretty good throw from time to time. So there were other games, however, that you didn't choose me. You didn't choose me if you wanted to win. You chose me if I was the last choice that was out there. You know, if you were looking for something with that required a large-framed individual with a lot of mass, I wasn't going to be that guy. So later on, when I got to high school and college level and my brain kind of began to understand some things, then I was better at wide receiver and defensive back than I was earlier in my life. Sometimes you just end up developing your skill set later in life. So they were people who were chosen. They were not chosen to make the problem worse. They were chosen to make the problem go away. So I want to ask you, if God was looking for a person today that could remedy an issue that was causing people an unsettling in their soul, would he be able to choose you to solve that issue? So a couple of weeks ago, I had got out of my routine, and I had put out a great deal of energy at the expense of sleep, and it took me a long time to recover from that, and It was during one of those weeks where church attendance wasn't at its peak. It was kind of like, did I miss that it was, you know, time to fall back or something like that? And I hadn't. Eventually, you know, some people trickled in, and it wasn't down quite as much as it normally was, but it was still pretty low. And the next day, the combination of the discouragement from the in-house attendance and the fatigue, even though I had done a great deal to try and compensate for the fatigue, it just was impacting me. I went to bed at 5 o'clock that night. I was like, I'm going to get the rest my body needs. And if I have to skip dinner to do it, I have to skip dinner to do it. I need to get over this. I'm not going to continue to function at a deficit. We need to realize that there can be some issues that try and cross into different realms. This the church leadership make it clear this had now become an issue that was troubling the church, these new believers. It was troubling them in their soul. And so they chose men who would go and make that situation better. Now, not every situation is going to involve a man. Sometimes there are issues that the best person to resolve that issue is a lady. I want the problem resolved. I want the problem resolved to the glory of God. And so the thing is, we need one another. Everybody brings a different set of skills to the table, to the spiritual table, and the body of Christ needs you to utilize yours. There are more than enough spiritual problems going around right now. We need all hands on deck. So the third thing was that they were leaders. They were people that others would follow because they were faithful followers of Jesus Christ. So we've kind of talked about that. The fourth thing that I want to share with you is down in verse number 24. It says, since we heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls. Let me talk to you about the environment or the atmosphere of your problem. It may be a spiritual problem. It may be an intellectual problem. It may be an emotional problem. So the soul deals with the mind, the will, the emotions. It may be a physical problem. It might be a financial problem, and it might be a relational problem. So you're never going to solve a spiritual problem through carnal means. The zeal of man is not going to be able to successfully remedy a problem that is of the spirit. Now, the thing that was troubling these new believers was they had been taught one thing, and now they were being taught something else, and so there was some confusion in their mind. Which one of these do I follow? So in order to deal with a problem with the mind, the will, and the emotions, you need a solution that comes from the Spirit of God that is going to impact your mind. So what do the leaders do in the church? They send emissaries, they send ambassadors, but they send them with a document in hand that says, this is what we have concluded. And so the new believers could look at that document, and all of a sudden there is no longer confusion in their soul. Now there's clarity in their soul. And so instead of being perplexed or troubled or unsettled, they're going to have a solid foundation which they can resolve. Along with that document, they sent these ambassadors that were going to speak to them the exact same thing. So in Sunday school recently, we were going through Romans chapter 7, and we were talking about Paul writing that the things that he didn't want to do. Those were the things that he practiced. And the things that he wanted to do, he didn't know how to perform those things. It is great to be walking in relationship with godly believers who can be there with you when you don't know what to do or what you have tried in the past is failing. So I was having a conversation with someone here recently, and I said, look, everything that I have been successful doing in the past as far as losing weight, it ain't working. And he went on to explain, you know, basal metabolic rates and things like that. And you know, he was trying to make me feel better and say, you know, hey, old cars don't run as well as new cars do generally. That was kind of what he said. So in order for me to experience success, I'm going to have to take a journey with someone that is going to be able to resolve this issue and help me to establish best practices for my current age so that I can be successful in that. Do you see what I'm saying? The solution for the problem is we need to hear an answer that is going to resolve that atmosphere. If you've got an emotional issue that's going on, maybe you've got an anger issue, well, you need somebody who is going to be able to address that in your life. There's a question that I like to ask is why? Why do you respond like that? There was a situation in my life, and I was wondering how I always snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory. This was a golf situation. And all of a sudden I realized what was going on, and I said, that's self-defeating. And so I changed that mindset, and I experienced a great deal more success because I changed the mind, the will, and the emotion. If you've got a financial problem, you've got one of two things going on, maybe one of three things. One is you may not have enough income. Two, you may have too many expenses. Actually, I'm going to list four. The third thing is you may not know how to manage your money. And the fourth thing is you, which is the most important, you may not be honoring God with your finances. And so you look for the solution that God has. And so these people, these men, they were going to solve a problem that was unsettling their souls. They weren't just going to solve a construction problem. They weren't just going to solve a technical issue. They were going to solve a problem that was bringing a disturbance to people in their journey with Jesus. Okay, so let me point out in verse number 27 that these ambassadors, they were reporting the same things by word of mouth. Okay, there needs to be a consistency in the message. What if it's written down or whether it's spoken by word of mouth, it needs to be declaring the same thing. People need to be able to look at Christians and see you're not just a Christian on Sunday, you're a Christian every day during the week. And so if there's a discrepancy there, if there's a conflict there, make sure that you get that resolved. Sometimes the right message with the wrong messenger pours gasoline on the fire instead of pouring water on the fire. And so the leadership chose these people that said, look, they are going to go and deliver the message that God wants us to deliver to these new believers. So they weren't there and going to change the message because you know, well, they just felt like they should. I was in a business meeting one time, and one of the governing bodies, they had had a closed door meeting. They came out, and there was a representative in that meeting, and he came out and he said, well, I want you to know that this is what the representative body decided, but I don't agree with it. And so I'm coming out and I'm telling you that I'm got a different opinion, and I think we need to go a different direction. There was another gentleman, and I highly respect him. I happen to know someone closely related to him, but didn't really know him that well. And he got up and he said, I have always been of the mindset that when you were a part of the body and the body made a decision, that when you came out, that was the body's decision. And I went up to him and I said, thank you so much for that. A friend of mine tells a story of a church that was voting on something, and some people felt strongly for it, some people felt strongly against it. And I don't remember if, I think they voted for it, and the first person that showed up to work on the project that they had just voted for was one of the guys that was in opposition to it. And the person said, wow, you're kind of the last person that I expected to be here. He said, look, I am part of this group, and the group made a decision, and so I'm here to support that decision. I want you to know that was a mature, it was a reasonable, it wasn't a whether it was a sin or no sin issue. It was just, are we going to go down this path or are we not going to go down this path? They decided to go down the path, and he said, here we go, let's go. So these messengers, they would line up their personal story with that which was in written form. So number five is down in verse number 32. It says, now Judas and Silas themselves being prophets, these were men who heard from God. A prophet is not one who originates a message. A prophet is a one who God speaks to, hears a message, or speaks a message to them that lines up with his word. And that prophet goes to the people he is sent to, and he declares, thus saith the Lord. One of our men recently was telling me about the overwhelming percentage of people that have ever lived on planet Earth are living right now. If there's ever a day we needed thus saith the Lord, it's in 2022. We've got spiritual chaos. We've got lawlessness. We've got wickedness going on like never. We need a thus saith the Lord. We need people who can hear from God, not just when an election is taking place. We need people who can hear from God and understand the times and know what we should do. So they were also people who could teach, not just so that they could say, hey, I'm a teacher. But they taught so that the people who were receiving the message were going to be strengthened. They were going to be encouraged. They were going to be edified. They were going to leave that time of fellowship stronger than they were when they got there. I pray that that is the way that people leave a Sunday service at Merit Assembly of God. I pray that that's the way that they leave a Monday or a Wednesday discipleship class, that they grow stronger. And so several weeks ago, we had our first Fire Bible disciple. I thought it was going to be me. It wasn't even close to being me. There was a person who had just jumped in hook, line, and sinker. I mean, they were all in. There are 77 different articles that we are taking our church through. You can read them. We just study them at a pace that the group can handle. But you can go on ahead. This lady, she made it her full-time job. And so she we presented her with her Fire Bible Discipleship shirt and things like that. And some people said to her, "You did all of that for a t-shirt?" She said, "No, I did all of that for the knowledge. I wanted to do it so that I would know the Word of God better." Not only that, she wanted to know the Word of God so that she could be teaching other people the Word of God. And so the teachers that were sent out were people who would teach as long as was necessary so that the brethren could be made stronger. And the seventh thing that I want to point out about these men that were sent out is in verse number 34, "However, it seemed good to Silas to remain there." There was an opportunity to go back and say, "Mission accomplished, was sent out with a message. I delivered the message. I strengthened them. It was a great vacation. It was a great assignment. Now it's time for me to go back home." But Silas, one of these men who was sent out, said, "You know what? They don't just need a letter. They just don't need a lecture. What they need is relationship." And Silas and these men were people who not only heard from God, but they were led by the Lord for the sake of relationship. Please understand that by definition, Christianity is lumped in with the religions of the world. But Christianity is more than religion. Christianity is relationship. It is relationship between created man and Creator God, and it is relationship between one person who has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and other people who've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and also with people who have yet to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It is about relationships. Vertically, relationships horizontally, doing relationships in such a way that all of us are going to be able to say, "Hey, I too can be entrusted as a leading person in the body of Christ to solve problems, not make problems worse." If there are people around you that have a gossip problem, be a person that leads to a remedy of that solution, not makes it worse. If there's a doctrinal error, be one of those people that says, "Let's get back to thus saith the Lord," instead of some of this other stuff that is going on. Be a leading person that is part of the church. You're chosen. You solve problems. You hear from God. You teach others. And you're led by the Lord for relationship. And the church will be better for it. We'll see you Monday. Right,
thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly.
And the time now is 8:59 here on this Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here. You are tuned in to 91.5, as you know. This is WMIE Radio, and we wanted to play Bob Arthurs there in the Refresh because just our phones have been very, very slow here on this last day of our fundraiser, and it's a bad idea to refund money while you're trying to raise money. That defeats the purpose. So we're going to let that play. We are going to let Adrian Rogers play in a moment. In the meantime, I just want to let everyone know I'm here today. This hopefully is the last day of our fundraiser. We need to raise up $18,150. But you know,